This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Listen carefully, because this is really important. These people were proud, period. And the pride blinded them to the sin in their own church. Here's my point. Pride will block your vision of sin in your own life. And pride will block people in a family from seeing the sin in their family. And pride will block a church from seeing sin in the church. And so that's the issue, is that pride has a blinding effect on people like you and people like me. There's a blinding effect to pride. Be careful when you notice yourself puffed up and proud about who you are, who your family is, and, you know, we're just this great bunch of people or whatever. That's when Satan, I believe, works. Pride goes before a fall, the Bible says. Goes before destruction. So they were proud, and that's why they were blind to the sin that was amongst them. I want you to look at chapter 6, if we could jump to verse 18. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. I want you to write down this technical definition of the word flee. It says flee from immorality. Here's what I want you to write down. It means run like crazy. That's what it means, to run like crazy. There are times in life when the most moral, most spiritual thing you can do is get out of a place, get out of a situation. I'm amazed at men and women and teenagers, young people who place themselves in situations and they place themselves in places that flaunt the very temptation they say they're trying to avoid. What's going on in your life where you are placing yourself in harm's way and you know it? And you're flaunting temptation in the face because you place yourself in situations and in places where the very problem that besets you, the very sin that dogs at you, is the one you're putting yourself in that position. I think that's a word for somebody today. Let's bring up verse 19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Goes on, you were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. What does it mean to honor God with your body? Well, let's talk about it, what it means in the Bible where it says honor your parents. That's one of the Ten Commandments. To honor someone means this: you place value upon them. To honor your parents means you place value on their opinions. You place value on their feelings. To honor your wife or husband means you place value on their opinions and you place value on what they say to you. And what they feel does matter. Why? Because you honor them. You place value upon them. To honor God with your body means this: you place value on what God says about your body. That's what it means. To honor God with your body means you place value on what the Lord says. And what does He say? Flee sexual immorality. Because it impacts you spiritually. It impacts you physically. It impacts you in your whole being, everything about you. And what I want to give you very briefly are 5 summary statements. I'd like for you to write these down, those of you that take notes. Let's bring up number 1. A Christian is his or her personal life. I will meet people, I've met people everywhere I've been who say this, Randy, my personal life is over here and my church life, spiritual life is over here. And they're just 2 separate things in my life. Don't ever confuse them. And I like to tell people a Christian is his or her personal life. Tell me how you are privately and I'll tell you what you really are, just like you can tell what I really am. We are what we really do in private, what we really are involved in privately. A Christian is his or her personal life. It's not a separate part of your life.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.